Legislation currently pending in the General Assembly could dictate just how big Maryland's chicken farms can get. The state's chicken industry, which is centered on the Eastern Shore, produces billions of pounds of broilers and fryers every year. It has also produced literally tons of chicken waste that environmentalists say has harmed the health of the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries. But people who live near those chicken farms are worried about how all those chickens are affecting their health. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden has this report as part of our series, The Politics of Poultry on Maryland's Eastern Shore.
The idea of planting roots out in the country sounded lovely to Monica Brooks. She and her husband planned to start a church on Maryland's lower eastern shore at the tip of the Delmarva Peninsula, where the corn grows tall and the roads are long and narrow.
My family's from New Orleans. Both of my parents grew up on farms, and I spent every summer for at least a month on both of these farms. The air was always so lovely and clean and pure.
But Brooks found trouble in Wicomico County. Her neighbor told her about a blurb she'd seen in the local newspaper. It said a 13-house chicken farm was to be developed on the Wicomico Paleo Channel, the drinking water source for much of the county.
And when we found out, I started an online petition and just started emailing anybody I knew and making flyers.
Those chicken houses, operated by contract growers for poultry giants like Tyson Foods, Purdue Farms, and Mount Air Farms, could house as many as 56,000 chickens each. And the idea of 13 of them on her water source really angered Brooks.
There is something wrong here. And everybody should want something to be done to protect the health and welfare of all the people on this shore.
Brooks and her neighbors started to rally their community. They went to the Wicomico County Council.
Call the meeting to order for the Wicomico.
Residents of the lower shore counties showed up at the meetings.
Good evening. My name is Bernadette Kennedy.
Kennedy says she lives in a historical part of Wicomico County called Santo Domingo. It started as a community of formerly enslaved blacks in the early 19th century. Building a 13-house chicken farm on their paleo channel was a huge mistake, she said.
We cannot take the chance of toxins entering into the water, and we urge the stop of this construction. Thank you.
Dozens of residents turned out month after month, and their concerns went beyond the effect of this concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO. When they started researching, they found studies that showed a connection between chicken CAFOs and respiratory illness. One found that air pollution from poultry operations may increase gastrointestinal risks in nearby communities. Another study found that pollution from industrial food animal production may make people living nearby more vulnerable to pneumonia. In the four lower shore counties, there were more than 210 million chickens sold in 2017, according to a survey by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Worried about how those millions of chickens and all that manure affect the air they breathe, the residents started pushing the county council to investigate the public health consequences of the chicken houses that were already in operation.
I am not against chicken houses.
Elizabeth Close said she's a mother and a wife.
My husband works for a company, and that is our income. My son is an asthmatic. My husband is an asthmatic. You're telling me that the air that's coming through is not going to affect them? It is not just the chicken companies that are paying their dues here. We are working people. This is our land too.
Close and others told the council that their health concerns were being overlooked in favor of the dollars and jobs the chicken industry brings to some of the poorest counties in Maryland. From growing feed for the chickens to processing them, it's about 17,000 jobs, according to the National Chicken Council. So when you suggest limiting how many chicken houses can go up, a lot of people worry that you're also limiting job growth.
Those houses fed my family.
Chicken farmers like Charles Wright came out to the council meetings and town halls, too.
I'm a Maryland farmer. I'm not saying I agree or disagree with this project. Really want 13 chicken house farm? Maybe not. But you have to be careful, very careful, what you ask for.
Wright said there are farmers like him. He's got four chicken houses and wants to put up two more, but worries whether he'll be allowed to.
What's the threshold? When you sit in here, I understand fear, the unknown. But when I sit back there, I'm insulted.
He said farmers and residents have coexisted here, and he argued that his family's farm has been on that land a lot longer than the subdivisions he sees around the county. Many of those subdivisions popped up within the last 20 years. Wicomico County's population has grown by almost 30% in that time. Many of those residents, newcomers along with old-timers, who were living among the poultry farms, were now demanding that their health concerns get immediate attention.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yep. Joanne Hoffner told the council she and others wanted action.
We need to get experts in, not just experts on growing chicken, but experts that are expert at how to take care of the environment and how to prevent any further pollution. Because we found studies of pollution existing. It happens. So what we need to find now, what you guys need to find now, is how to prevent it.
So after months of hearings, the county council asked the local health department to study the impacts chicken farms have on the health of nearby residents. The authors of that report said they couldn't answer the community's questions. They said more air quality data was necessary. It's with that report and the expertise of environmental health scientists from Johns Hopkins University that the community urged the state legislature to pass a bill that would monitor the air on the Lower Eastern Shore, called the Community Healthy Air Act. Kathy Phillips has lived on the Lower Eastern Shore for 40 years. Her rancher is surrounded by cedars and pear trees. It sits across from a salt marsh. She's the executive director of the Assateague Coastal Trust.
I am the voice for our local waterways.
It's her job, she says, to advocate for the coastal bays. But she watched as residents testified for the bill.
The Community Healthy Air Act voices have grown from just a dozen or so people to, you know, literally hundreds of people who will submit comment to Maryland Department of the Environment, who will write letters to our legislators.
Phillips says for years, this kind of discussion was just off limits in these counties.
So many people in one way or another are connected to someone who works in the poultry industry. People were afraid to speak up.
In the end, the developers for the extra-large CAFO sold the property. It seemed like a win for the residents who opposed it. But the Community Healthy Air Act died 3 years in a row with strong opposition from the Eastern Shore poultry industry. That only intensified residents' questions about their air, their lawmakers, and the power of the poultry industry at large. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.